Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke pare legba he, azunke pare legba he, pare legba me la jan kase wosho, azunke pare le pare vodou legba,
azunke pare legba
he, azunke.
Thank you.
Sobo alu bon yae, ati bon lek bakre le kata uloa, kata uloa ki mache wawelo.
I'm not the one. House of thedivineprince.com. And please do recognize the many qualified spiritualists which can be found within the various virtual temple groups located beginning in the center of the first page of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And there you will find my House of the Divine Prince King groups, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelation, and Guiding Voices of Divination. And be mindful that these links can also be found by way of my cam page, mycampage.com/the Divine Prince, 24 hours a day, where I often broadcast live during the power lunch, but I'm just unable to do so right now. But I also broadcast at various times, often spontaneously throughout the day and night. So it is a motivating factor, and I would behoove you to bookmark and save that page, mycampage.com/the Divine Prince. I also utilize that page to do and perform live readings. So if you do wish to have your reading broadcast, where you can view it as well as others can view it, send me an alert prior to our session, and I will be more than happy to provide that service for you at additional charge. Also know that these links can be found by way of my main Keen profile by visiting www.keen.com/divine-prince. You can, of course, contact me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding, again, at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize in doing battle, difficult and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. All else is foolishness, ego, and vanity, and quite frankly, a waste of your time, faith, and your money. So please know that I am here for you and with you in any endeavor, virtually 24 hours a day. Again, by way of my main Keen profile at keen.com/divine-prince, and also by way of my main website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And I do have a new 800 Crossroads 911 emergency line, and that number is area code 1-800-275-5336. Again, that's 1-800-275-5336, extension 0149. And know, again, that I am here with you and for you in your endeavors 24 hours a day. And I most certainly do appreciate and enjoy your continued support and love and contributions to this community by way of the Facebook, Twitter, share this button, giving us access to those 335 social networking and blogging sites, as well as your continued ability to call and write and email and send offerings and donations. I'm overwhelmed, quite frankly, by the continued love and support of what we're doing here, and as well as those who are literally showing up on Sundays in Congo Square. We had another brother in, I don't have permission to call his name, so I won't do so, from here in Louisiana, who has been showing up now regularly to the Congo Square gathering. And we appreciate you. We support you. We love you. You are indeed our community, our family, our friends. Our ultimate purpose is to build cohesive community and unity, healing, holistic, positive, life-affirming, moving forward energy and connection by way of Congo Square and the Congo Square Preservation Society. I do, again, offer you to support us on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Congo Square New Orleans. And there you will find the videos from our gathering. And let me now put in a sort of a disclaimer. The audio this week is brilliant, but the visual is not what you are accustomed to. The phone camera that I was originally using just died on me. It's almost as if it has a computer virus or something. The color's not right. The graphics aren't right. So I had to revert to using an older phone that I still had. Excuse me. Which incidentally had superior audio to what I had been posting previously, but the pictures aren't as good. So I'm still putting out a call, a prayer, a placation, if you will, that someone would assist us in getting more reliable equipment so that we can continue to document the Congo Square activities on Sundays. Now, I am having just a little bit of a technical glitch right here now. It looks like Blog Talk Radio is trying to end my show, but I don't think it's their fault. I think it's my fault in the scheduling. So if you all will just bear with me right now while I talk you through it, I'm actually and see if I can increase this show before I lose it and have all of you drop. That would be unfortunate. I do have so many things I would like to share with you today. Okay, I think I beat the clock. Let's see. Give me just a moment. Yeah, I think I got it. Yeah, it looks to be set. Let me refresh my switchboard. Please bear with me. Chicago caller, I do see your hand. I'm going to come to you in just a minute. Okay, yeah, I got my time straight. So we're fine. So if you just refresh your page, everyone, you should see the full time of the show. It was doing a countdown. That's what alerted me to the issue. I heard her counting down my show, and I think I scheduled it wrong. So, but it's corrected now. So before I go to the phone lines, again, I want to invite you all to continue to offer your love and your support for our Congo Square Sundays. Approximately 2 to 4 p.m. in Congo Square, New Orleans, Louisiana, where we have our ancestral chanting, cleansing, ritual, libation, offering, spiritual, drumming, dancing, singing, celebratorial, ceremonial, grassroots, community, healing, gathering, each and every Sunday at 2 p.m. This past Sunday, we also celebrated along with Sable, E.O. Risha Sable, for the Ishu Ibeji, which are the divine sacred twins, and the ancestor ceremony. And it was beautiful. And I do have video, which the audio is great, but you can't really make out the altars and sort of what we are wearing and what we're doing in the background. But so far, the post has gotten some positive responses. So, again, I would, again, offer someone out there can assist us, would like to assist us. And what we really need, if you require me to be more specific, is a smartphone. Someone suggested an Android smartphone for superior quality. I also believe the Android has lighting so that when it does begin to get a little dark in Congo Square, we will still be able to film and have clear presentation of these ceremonies and the events. So again, I sent out that call, that prayer, that request for a tither and a seed planter to assist us in getting better equipment so that I can better record what's going on here locally. I'm now going to Chicago. Who's calling and where are you calling from? 773, are you with me?
I am, my brother. Peace, peace. Divine, brother Divine, how you doing?
All is indeed a blessing. Did you have a question or comment, or were you just listening in?
Well, I have a question, and I don't know how detailed you can go into this question without, like, doing a full-scale consultation. But it was reference to two dreams that I had, but it was really short. And maybe
sure, okay,
now
tell me who I'm talking to.
This is Brother Brother Amos from Chicago. I think I spoke with you maybe like a week or two ago on your last show, you know.
Oh, okay, okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, this is something very interesting. It's real quick. It's not going to take long. The first dream I had a dream that I actually went through an initiation. It was somewhere tropical. It was either in the Caribbean or it was in Africa. And it was a nighttime setting. There was a bonfire. There was a priest who had some type of branch that he was waving over my head. And then he sprinkled me, but he poured oil on me. And I know that sometimes dreams does not always necessarily mean exactly, you know, what it is. It could have some alternative meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'd like to know what that dream mean. And the second dream I had was...
Okay, wait. Yeah. Let's handle that before you move on.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Now,
touch on that one.
First of all, I have a quick question. How are you sure you were in Africa?
And that's, I said, I wasn't sure because I said it was a tropical environment. It was either the Caribbean or it was Africa. So I'm not sure exactly where the location was. But I do know it was tropical because I saw the trees. And it was like on a beachfront, like, you know, it was almost like a coastal type setting. So, like I said, I'm not sure if it was Africa or the Caribbean, but I just know that the setting, it looked very, very tropical.
It could have very well also been New Orleans. New Orleans is tropical. We have palm trees, coconut trees, date palms, bananas, papaya that grow wild in the neighborhoods uptown. So you could also be describing New Orleans. Another reason I asked that question is because I don't know if you've had an opportunity to look at any of my Congo Square videos, but I actually did that Sunday, yesterday. I walked around with a big bowl of water, and I had a tree branch, and I sprinkled water on the crowd while we were in ritual and in drumming. So I say that to say and to confirm for you that it's definitely an initiatory ceremony. We actually celebrated and gave offering for Ishu, the Beji, and the ancestors yesterday in Congo Square for one of our young priestesses there, Priest Sable. So you're right on the money. This is not one of those reversed symbolism dreams. Also, too, and not to pull your leg, I've been hearing a lot of that. I really do believe this is a time people are being called back to the traditions of our ancestors. Not that we would be overtly traditionalized and live in the past, but to reconnect with the past and the sacredness and the divine connection provided by way of these paths, and then to bring that into play with modern-day challenges as they relate, you know, to finances, to crime, to housing, to all the things that we are confronted with. You're indeed being called to respond. So I would definitely behoove you to continue to research that and to pray and meditate on that and seek some direction as to how you should go with that. If you are already initiated, then it could also represent added ceremonies, added initiations, even ranking and position to some degree. To the next stage of whatever your present religious path is. You definitely are connecting with spirit. But it seems to be clear, at least as far as your ability to see and interpret that imagery, that that's what's being conveyed.
Okay, now it's interesting that you mentioned New Orleans because after doing my own family genealogy for the past 3 years, and talking with my father, I did not know until recently that my father's grandfather was actually from New Orleans. And he used to read, he My father lived with him until he was about 17 years old. And my great-grandfather used to tell my father's story how his, I think his grandparents came over here on the boat by some French people. So I don't know if my great-grandfather was a migrant from Haiti. They came over to New Orleans.
Yes.
Yeah, and so he actually did practice. He was a practitioner, my father told me, but I don't know what particular path, because my father said he had a lot of herbs and a lot of waters that he used to use, oils, and all type of charms he had in his dresser right before he passed away. He made his transition.
Now let me tell you, this is going to sound prejudiced, but it's really not. I'm not, you know, again, I'm not pulling your leg. That sounds specific to hoodoo. Now, all paths, you know, from Ifa, Yoruba, Santeria, Lakomi, Palo Mate, Palo Mayombe, Obeya, all use herbs. I mean, that it's central to any processes, really, whether it be initiation,
right,
ceremony, or healing.
Mm-hmm.
But the way you lay it out is very akin to New Orleans hoodoo, New Orleans style hoodoo specifically.
Yes.
Something
yes.
else you said
yes.
too. You're just finding out. That is also very common. I'm finding, first of all, I don't know if you're aware, I majored in Pan-African studies at the university level, at more than one university.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, I don't consider myself an expert. I'm a spiritualist, not a historian. But I have
mm-hmm.
a great deal of information at my access. And I'm finding that something very different happened here in this particular part of the South. And I think it's because of the Haitian Revolution, which was clearly a threat throughout the South
right.
to other plantation
mm-hmm.
holders, that we may uprise, that we might fight back, that we might, you know, make some fuss, to put it lightly, based on
right.
the successful uprising in Haiti. So I think that was squashed by not talking about Haiti, not talking about its connection to New Orleans, not talking about what's going on. New Orleans almost became separated from the rest of the South. And even today, you hear some older folks still say New Orleans is the least southern city of all cities, because it has had that cosmopolitan mix of all
mm-hmm.
these different cultures and traditions going on since before the Louisiana Purchase.
Right.
So to find out later in life that you have roots here, to me, is not unusual, and I believe was a part of some well-orchestrated plan to deceive us of our heritage, to cut us off to some aspects of our heritage. Because understanding, too, even if people knew you were from New Orleans, even today there's a stigma of voodoo. Ooh,
right,
you better
right.
watch her, you better watch him, I wouldn't
right.
eat their food. You know, all the Hollywood stereotypical negative things that,
right.
that people attach to voodoo. So many
mm-hmm.
of our families stopped talking about New Orleans, stopped talking about voodoo. I had that same experience in my family. I was 35 years old before anybody told me we was from New Orleans.
Mm.
And we came, you know, from Chicago to Mississippi every summer, sometimes two or three times a summer, and no one ever mentioned it until, you know, a certain dispensation, certain people pass away, certain, you know, seasons
right.
change within a family, then certain information will begin to come to the surface.
Absolutely.
I
Absolutely.
Also think the Internet has played a large role. Now, I'm connected to family members I've never met because of Facebook and the Internet. And I'm getting access to history and pictures about my family that I had no idea of. So that's your experience, again, is very common as it relates specifically to New Orleans and Louisiana. And I'm also finding a pattern, too, of spiritual gifts being manifest in these families. And there's two ways to look at that. Some families have sort of embraced it, and it has been a blessing. Other families have sort of cursed it, and it has become a generational curse for them because no one in the family is picking up the banner.
Mm-hmm.
I did a show once about the griot. Every family has a natural griot, someone who
mm-hmm.
knows all the history almost intuitively, but also someone who collects all the spiritual science and knowledge of the family. and as a reading, you're coming through to me as that person. It's your responsibility to know this information, to seek it out, to find it, to access those older people in your family who are still present and get those obituaries. Obituaries carry a wealth of information.
Right,
the people
right.
in my family, I didn't know their real names, so I saw it on the obituary.
Absolutely.
We get used to knowing them under a certain, you know, familiar identity. But the
right.
spirits are definitely speaking to you, and the ancestors are definitely speaking to you. Are you Biko?
Am I who? I'm sorry?
Are you Biko?
Biko, I'm not familiar with that term.
I was trying to find you on Facebook. Are you on Facebook?
No, I used to be. I used to go by the name of Mbundi. I was on the Facebook. I had the purple garment carrying the small baby.
Is it still there, or did you drop?
No, I'm off. Yeah, I'm off now. But you probably know me. I used to study with Papa Say.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably know me through him because I used to talk with him, and he told me so much about you, and that's when I think I talked to you on a couple of occasions. So.
Yeah, I remember you mentioned it, but you, please forgive me, beloved.
That's quite
I'm
right.
connected
that's
to 600,000 people online. Sometimes right. if I don't get a visual, that's what I was really trying to do, was to get a visual. If I could have seen you, even a picture of you, I could have went a little bit deeper in the
right.
reading
but
about what's going on right now with your family and that ancestry. Why it's coming to the surface for you right now, but it's clearly, and you also gave another confirmation just by again invoking that union of me and Papa Say. You definitely are connected to us, even at a spiritual level. It feels familiar to you for a reason. So again, I really do believe that these dreams, and as a confirmation, I don't expect you to take my word for it. If you're truly being called to initiation, the dreams will not go away. They will continue to come, maybe not every day, but you'll continue to have them, and they will continue to sort of, you know, poke you in the shoulder and say, hey, we're here. We're waiting on you to, you know, to be responsive.
Right. Now, what about also, I've noticed that I have an increase now, like I can see actual, I don't know what they are, but, you know, like out of the corner of my eye, I can see things, like, running by me or, you know.
I tried to interrupt you so that I could explain it,
to
give you that confirmation that I know exactly what you're talking about. And
okay.
I started seeing that probably younger than I hear most people. For me, as early as 15. And, of course, my parents took me to the eye doctor and, you know, wasn't nothing wrong with my eyes or anything like that. But you're seeing spirits, typically positive ones, negative spirits in my history and the way I've been taught can't flow in that vibration of light to that degree. Because what you're seeing is all light. Am I correct? And it tends to move very quickly.
Very quickly, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, off to the side. And I found that as I became aware of it and particularly started working more in just meditation, I did gain an ability to slow it down a little bit. Although I've never been able to slow it down enough fully to see it. Now, through my study in spirituality and religion, I've learned that that's an angelic presence. Angelics are not meant to be seen in that way. And they will often mask themselves behind light, which they are created from. Our, you know, angels and wings, that's Hollywood. That's not
right.
real.
Right.
Tend not to have a sex, which we see in the media a lot. So those people are, you know, pulling our leg. But what you're seeing is the real deal. You're seeing angelic presence. And typically, too, when I see them like that and they sort of move around but then don't reveal themselves, they're establishing awareness. And you have a host of them with you. It may appear that you only see one light, but they actually move in a host. They move in a group. And I was able to see them after my initiation, but only in a dream. So it wasn't real per se. They presented themselves in a way that I could interpret them in this dream state. then your waking state, when you see them, you'll never see a humanoid form the way, you know, charlatans have convinced us. They're going to be exactly what you're seeing. Balls of light, typically moving very, very fast. And they also, understanding divine math, tend to travel in 90-degree angles.
Right, right.
Which is why traditionally churches had that sort of that steeple point, that upside-down V-shaped roof, because they understood that angelics could not travel through roofs or structures that had certain obstructions, because they travel, typically go up and down in 90-degree angles. Definitely document that if you're not already doing it. Definitely keep a journal of these dreams. You're going through a change. And I'm not giving you a generic reading. This is specific to you. But I also believe it's a dispensation, a doorway, if you will, of some kind has been opened. And I'm finding that many, many, many people are having this same experience right now.
Okay. All right.
But I most certainly do appreciate you and your continued support. And I invite you to open up that Facebook page again so that we can be connected. I'm trying to work on really expanding our community. I want this show to be more than just, you know, people sit and listen and, you know, like you do regular talk shows, and actively be a part of each other's, you know, experience and be here for you if you ever need.
Okay. And I'll do that. I will establish that again today, because I want to get in contact with you and see if you can advise or offer some suggestions. There's like maybe some initiations I can go through here in Chicago, because I don't know of many here in Chicago.
And see, I'm from Chicago. I understand. I love Chicago. I was born in Cook County Hospital. But I'm going to give it to you real. I don't know. All the houses that I know in Chicago are governed by Hispanics.
Right, true indeed. They are.
I personally don't have an issue with Hispanics. I've gotten along very well with them, but I realize that that has not been everyone's experience. There's also that issue of the language barrier.
Right, right.
But I can do a little bit more research. Papa Say, as far as I know, is not doing any initiations. So, you know, that's not, you know, a readily available source either. All the practitioners I know who are doing initiations, of course, including myself, are primarily on the Eastern Seaboard and in the South.
Right.
In New York, Pennsylvania, maybe D.C., Atlanta, big time Atlanta, Florida, and of course, New Orleans. In fact, I'm initiating right now. Connect with me so that we can talk a little bit more. I can do a little bit more research, and I can find out what's most advantageous and convenient for you to do and connect with.
All right, I'll do that. I'll re-establish that today, and then I'll send you an invite.
All right. Peace and blessings, brother.
Peace and blessings. Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Sure. All is a blessing. And again, I most certainly do appreciate each and every one in your divine, all blessed, sacred presence here with us. The Divine Prince, and the Power Lunch Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes here on Blog Talk Radio. A voodoo priestess, Ava Kay, is still away in Houston. I haven't connected with her since we did the ceremonies over the weekend, so I'm going to call her probably during this break and see when she's going to be present, if not today, in coming days, for those of you who are continuing to show your support for the voodoo priestess, Ava Kay. Caller, area code 469, I do see that your hand is raised. Beloved, please be patient with me. I will be back momentarily, and I will take your call right after this musical break. So please, if you can, I don't know if you're at work or if you're running out of cell phone juice or what the nature may be, so I hope you're still with me as I come back after this song. But I assure you, area code 469, you'll be the first caller. At area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, as our Chicago caller, Brother Amos, has done, as well as our caller from 469 has done, you press that number one on your telephone keypad, and I will be with you momentarily. I will be forward. All is indeed blessing. Ashe.
Thank you.
Aye, Bobo. We indeed truly give thanks for each and every one in your continued support of the Power Lunch, Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes with the Divine Prince here on Blog Talk Radio at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time, live from New Orleans, Louisiana. Area code 469. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hi, peace and greetings, Divine Prince. This is Adele from Texas.
Peace and blessings, beloved. How may we assist you today?
If I can I get a reading from you?
Sure. How may I assist you today?
Oh boy. I don't have anything in particular, but I have all things. But if you can pick up anything.
Okay, now, I'm not going to give a general reading on the air, only because I might say anything, and Spirit may suggest anything. If you had something more specific, as the previous caller that you wanted to address, I would be more than happy to do that. But if you want a general reading, I would strongly suggest that you contact me off air by one of those links available on my website, and let me do it that way.
How about if I share a dream with you and you help me with that?
Sure.
Okay. This dream, the title of it, I know, was called I Am, and I was singing to I Am, and I remember one word in it was surrender. But there was another feminine energy in my dream, but they both were me. And when I was singing this song, it one of my voices overrides the other, but they were in such harmony. And it's a good feeling in this dream. I didn't know I could sing like that. But can you help me with that one?
Now, I've had dreams of that nature also. For generic purposes, I would call that a heaven dream.
Okay.
And that is definitely a dream of being in an altered state of reality, separate from not just Earth, but from this physical Earth-based existence.
Okay.
I mean, definitely strongly suggest someone who is on a spiritual path, one that has been pre-chosen, if you will, before your incarnation into this life, which leads me to the second point of the dream, which is the surrender. You're definitely being called to a more spiritual journey, and in spite of whatever the nature of your religious and spiritual affiliation right now, they're definitely calling you to go deeper, to commit at a much stronger level than you have been doing up until this point.
Okay.
I would even suggest some form of ministry. Now, I don't know if you're a new listener or a regular listener. I don't suggest people's religious paths for them. And ministry can manifest itself in a wide range of religious denominations.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely the vocation of ministry, ministering, administering, caretaking, teaching, even prophecy to some degree. If you've become conscious of this spiritual connection and have been actively participating in development of your talents, we must develop them, just like playing the piano, just like athletics. Spiritual gifts are gifted to us. We still have to exercise them and learn to use them. When we buy a brand new cell phone technology changes every, 6 months. It takes us a week to figure out what's going on with that new piece of equipment. And our spiritual gift typically operate in very much the same way.
Mm-hmm.
There are those who we call natural empaths and natural readers. But it doesn't mean that we can then just set up a profile and just start reading. I've given a great deal of commitment and effort to religious and spiritual studies, both at the university level and also in my private life. So you're definitely being called. The first caller was being called to initiation. You're being called to ministry.
Wow.
And to really solidify, if you haven't already done so, some real understanding of what your religious path is. Spirituality is. It just is. Our religious path is a little bit more structured, a little bit more organized, a little bit more ritualized.
I don't have one.
The Spirit is speaking specifically about religious vocation.
Right.
And typically when I get this feeling, and I'm not suggesting it's you, I'm just saying, because there are other people who are listening who could also benefit from the reading. Typically when I get this feeling, it's someone who considers themselves highly spiritual, is in contact with angels and possibly other spirit guides, and may even have, you know, some altar work or things in their home, but have, for whatever reason, not made a real commitment to a specific path or a specific house or a specific, journey to, in a one, you know, in a specific tradition, for lack of better words. So Spirit is definitely suggesting that for you, that you continue to seek, but it's time for you now to sort of choose something and then begin to build upon that choosing. And if you're directed in a different way in the future, fine. I've been through many religious paths, and I've received many initiations, all having their value and their purpose in that divine moment in time space to take me through to the next level. And we're not always sure what we're being prepared for, what we're being protected from, what we're being geared up for. It just is.
Sure.
And that's what the interpretation that I'm receiving from your imagery.
Okay, you are so on it. That just kind of nailed it right there. You're precise. That's awesome. You got it.
Well, I'm most certainly here for you, and I do appreciate your call.
Yes, sir. Okay. Peace and love.
Peace and love. And I do invite your calls at area code 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I will be more than happy to address you momentarily moving forward.
Thank you. Mysteries.
of this life cycle.
Thank you.
give thanks, for indeed all is truly blessing. My purpose, my mission for being present here is to remind you how powerful you truly are. You are created in the image and likeness of the divine God and Goddess. You are divine love, divine math, divine science, divine astrology, numerology, now manifest and created here, co-inhabiting physicality and spirituality. You are made in the image and likeness of your Creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. Your inner divine light is pure and bright in truth, so no mistakes can undo God's divine handiwork of true perfection. So do not be afraid of your power, your might, your magnificence, your divinity. And you, when you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change, self-challenge, and transform, you inspire others to change, self-challenge, and transform. So be powerful, be divine, be magnificent. This is indeed who you are. Mirror and reflect back into us that divine light and spark of your true and most perfected self. Free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality, and remember with me your perfect light body and consciousness. Know that you have power, right, birthright, the inheritance to create and recreate the life, the love, the healing, the clarity, the environment that you need, seek, and desire to grow and to move forward. I am, because my creators are all-powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment in time space. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are. Without beginning or ending, I am eternal, all-powerful, and free to experience life in any way that I choose. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, place. And like the universe itself, I am limitless. I am a part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. Our life is in divine order as it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that you desire. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow them flow to me, through me, for me, and before me, and around me. I release my grip on life, my illusionary stranglehold of control, and I am calm in the knowledge that all my needs are divinely, magically, mystically taken care of. I am open to all of my life's experiences. As the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace, divine peace, serenity, and tranquility. I do not judge these moments. I welcome them. I observe them. I accept them. And when problems arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit, for I know that they will be resolved and answers provided for in divine timing. I have all the time in the world that I need, for I am time. I am limitless. I am eternal. For my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts, my mind, my ego, my stuff, they speak to me, come to me, minister and administer to me in all things. Come crystal clear. My life is transforming now in divine, magical, and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable, loves that once seemed impossible, progress and successes that once seemed unreachable, now smaller, clearer, insignificant as I rise effortlessly above all challenges and challengers to a place of divine serenity, understanding, and knowing. my path forward, becoming clearer and clearer like quartz crystal, clear, refined, colorful, vibrant, focused. Every day in every way, my life becoming more and more harmonious. As I trust in the natural flow of spirit, I resist nothing, I yearn for nothing, I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. But you feel, think, do, say, or believe. And like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creators, I am divinely created. I am limitless, all-powerful. I'm a part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal wholeness. I am in divine balance. I am divine completion. I will be for it all is truly and indeed blessing. Ashe.
Oba. Oba, la mie, bravo de l'eau.
Chame, Amarasa, Osodose, I most certainly do love and appreciate and show honor and reverence to the Marasa, spirit of duality and spirit of the Ibechi and the Vine Twins. And, of course, they usher in with Papa Legba and the ancestors. I am with you and for you in all your endeavors and invite you to continue to be here with us for this very special sacred hour and ceremony at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio each and every day here in this beautiful, historic, legendary, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana. I did have several announcements and new sponsors and business cards that I need to start going through so that I can bring some order to them and present them to you. One of our new sponsors, Anu Alternatives. Anu Alternatives is a hair care, skin care, all body provider located, I believe, in the city of Atlanta, Sacred Beauty Consultant. Their number is 404-514-5711. Name is E. Faith Clark of Anu Alternatives. I have been using Anu Alternatives for about 2 weeks now. It's wonderful, wonderful product line, and I don't say that lightly. I have been using the facial astringent, the hair oil, the skin body mist. I've also been using the orange blossom skincare product as well as the mint skincare product. And I have been actually adding to my food and seasoning and tea of the Celestial Sea Greens by Anu Alternatives. Please do, by all means, let E. Faith Clark know that you heard about and were referred by the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio. And I invite you to join me here again tomorrow at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time, remembering that all is indeed and truly a blessing. Ashe. Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central here in this beautiful, historic, and legendary city of New Orleans, Louisiana, giving honor and recognition and reverence to Papa Legba, Baramaniko, Baramaniko, Indora, Baramayako, Yakanda. Until tomorrow, all is a blessing. Ashe.
Get what's mine. Now I know all that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving constantly through. So someday I'll find thank you.
Pito, c'est loin de moi. Si ma lèvre me tourne, Ellie my head so me had a come back again with the new style. Le 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 le. Hey.
Iyawo mi, iyawo mi, iyawo mi. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. Titi, iyawo mi, iyawo mi, iyawo mi. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. You do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh. Like say I don't dey go low. You do me. Man, they give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever. Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can see the club together? Make us feel you.
Bye-bye. Mama,